Before the wet weather hit, farmers between Buchanan and Jamestown, North Dakota, were able to start soybean harvest. Matt Carlson of Plainview Seed and Agronomy says the beans were dry, but that's not the case now.
Some guys were able to get going fairly decent, getting up to maybe a fourth of the crop, the soybean crop off. As far as, you know, majority, I'd say they probably got a day and a half. It seemed like that Monday, Tuesday before the storm hit, guys were able to kind of get things going a little bit on the combines. And as far as the beans, you know, they went from fairly dry to 21 moisture. They got just the tip of the iceberg, so, I mean, there's still a lot of crop to be harvested out there, beans and corn.
The longer stalks sit in water and mud, the chances increase for the integrity to be compromised. Carlson encourages farmers to evaluate stalk strength.
So one of the things I look for in the corn is stalk strength. And like in the Pioneer's book, we look at anything above a 5 is average, and then you get into 6s and 7s, and you're dealing with pretty good stalk strength. And that's one of the things I'd be looking at in my corn. If you have something with a poor stalk strength, you want to be monitoring them, because it might not have made it well through the blizzard, and we get something else again, you're definitely going to be there could be some loss there if another snowstorm would knock it down. So.